The maverick spirit behind the secession movement in Weld County was symbolized by the location for their watch party, the reconstructed historic Fort Lupton. Inside the large main hall of the adobe building, animal heads adorned the walls as a fire blazed in the fireplace. And with no TVs, results were written on a large whiteboard.
We got three counties right now. We'll go with the good news for now, which is Kit Carson coming in at 52%. Lincoln came in at 45%, and Weld is at 42%.
At the beginning of the evening, Fort Lupton resident Doug Aiden and his wife Terry were cautiously optimistic.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for us to send a message down to Denver to let them know that they're going a little too fast on a lot of legislation.
Legislation including tougher gun laws and a mandate for more renewable energy production from rural electric cooperatives were often cited as examples of a growing disconnect between the state's rural and urban areas.
I just think this is kind of that first step, that first part, first chapter in the book kind of thing. Really.
That's Weld County Commissioner Barbara Kirkmeyer.
We gave people the opportunity to voice their concerns, to voice their discontent. And like I said, in 4 short months, we've come a pretty long way.
Well, the Weld County Commissioners were the faces of the 51st State movement, penning editorials and appearing in the media. Well, over half the county voted against them going any further in pursuing secession, something County Commissioner Sean Conway addressed at the end of the night.
Tonight, our voters have given us a very clear message. This is one of the solutions they don't want us to pursue, and we must respect the will of the voters. I said that beforehand, one way or the other. So what we have in front of us is some other ideas that have come out of this process, the Phillips County idea. From a Weld County perspective, we will be looking at other alternatives and engaging with our citizens as we move forward.
The so-called Phillips County idea that Conway mentioned was recently brought to the table as an alternative to secession. It advocates for more representation in the Senate for rural counties. Another proposal would create an Eastern Plains advocacy group similar to what Club 20 does for the Western Slope on issues including energy development, tourism, and public lands. At the end of the night, Fort Lupton resident Doug Aiden had hoped more counties would have approved the secession question, but says he's happy that democracy worked.
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you can let your voice be heard, and you've made some progress.
Unofficial returns from Tuesday's election show Elbert, Lincoln, Logan, Sedgwick, and Moffat counties also voting against secession. Voting yes were residents in Cheyenne, Kit Carson, Phillips, Washington, and Yuma counties. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.